USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking economic news, as new government figures show, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month in line with what economists expected. Consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose by 3.2% in the third quarter. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing a moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. NASA says the Boeing-made Starliner capsule will not be able to dock with the International Space Station following its launch earlier today. Senior Vice President of Boeing, Jim Chilton, explains what went wrong.
It appears that the vehicle was using a mission elapsed timer. That was not the mission elapsed timer the mission was on.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The nation's defense chief holds his year-end news conference. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying that he is thankful that the president and lawmakers were able to reach a deal on the $738 billion spending bill. White House officials did help negotiate that year-end budget agreement, which will fund the government through next September. Esper saying it's much, much better than a short-term deal.
Continuing resolutions cause great harm to military readiness and reduce our ability to compete with China and Russia.
Esper also happy that Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members. Getting word that two people are dead and another two injured after a shooting at a public works facility in Winston-Salem, North Carolina this morning. Meanwhile, a suspect in an Oklahoma mall shooting yesterday that left one person in critical condition has surrendered to police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Boeing's Starliner capsule has been launched from Cape Canaveral this morning. Aboard a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket, the plan is for that capsule to dock with the ISS and then eventually come back and land in New Mexico. Just hearing of a magnitude 6.1 earthquake hitting Afghanistan's Hindu Kush region this morning. The names of around 22,000 people are going back on Georgia's voting rolls. Over 300,000 names were removed from the voter registration list earlier this week because of inactivity, death, or change of address. The Secretary of State's office deciding yesterday to reinstate 22,000 of those names after a challenge from a voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, at issue the interpretation of what should be the deadline regarding inactivity. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker has been in theaters for one day, and it's already running away at the box office. The latest film in the Disney-owned space saga brought in an estimated as much as $48 million last night in its preview. It's opening widely today. If the preview numbers hold, the film could see the third or fourth highest earning preview in history. And the new Miss America is from Virginia, Camille Schreer, taking the crown at last night's pageant. She's a doctoral student in pharmacy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.